Good morning. How are we today? Awesome. Let's stand to our feet this morning and let's lift up our hearts and our voices to the Lord. We have much to be grateful for, much to be thankful for. Salvation, eternal life. Let's exalt Him. Let's show our gratitude as we sing this morning.
Praises rising, eyes are turning to You. We turn to You. Hope is stirring, hearts are yearning for You. We long for You, 'cause when we see You, we find strength to face the day. And in Your presence, all our fears are washed away, washed away. Hosanna, Hosanna, You are the God who saves us, worthy of all our praise. Welcome You here, Lord Jesus. Hear the sound of hearts returning to You. We turn to You. Us new, 'cause when we see You, we find strength to face the day. In Your presence, all our fears are washed away, washed away. Worthy of all our praises. Hosanna, Hosanna, come have Your way among us. We welcome You here, Lord Jesus. Hosanna. God who saves us, worthy of all our praises. Hosanna, Hosanna. Oh, come have Your way among us. We welcome You here, Lord Jesus. Hosanna.
Welcome to Sayers this morning. We're very glad that you've chosen to be here in the house of the Lord this morning with us. There's a lot of places you could have chosen to be, and I'm glad you didn't. Didn't choose one of those other ones, and that you're with us today. We hope this morning that you'll experience the love of Christ as you experience and worship with us during our day today. We pray that you'll sense the presence of God here this morning. That above all else. This morning is going to be a little different if you're churched and been churched. This will be a little different morning for you. We'll have our entire focus this morning is on seeking the presence of the Lord. It's on talking with Him and listening to Him this morning. And so if you're looking for that, you know, three songs and a prayer, take up an offering and a preach message, you're not going to get that this morning. Settle in with us, if you will. Settle in with us and invite the presence of the Lord into your life. We've got a lot of things that we want to pray about. We want to seek His face about. We just want to be where He wants us to be, doing what He wants us to do this morning. There'll be a lot of music. There'll be a lot of praying. There'll be some scripture that'll be shared. But above it all, what we want to do is we want to be real and authentic with the Lord this day. We've got a little campaign going on that we're trying to reach out into our community. And a lot of pieces of that that need prayer today. And so we invite you to go with us as we go about that process. Do me a favor before we get started. Look to your right and your left and look around you and see some folks you haven't seen in a day or two. And make a short trip over to some of them. Say hello this morning and tell them that you love them if you can do it with a good heart. All right, then. All right, let's find a seat and let's get started. As I've already explained, this morning is going to be a little bit of a different worship experience, and so we're going to invite you to enter into the presence of God in our midst as we commit the hour before us to Him in a concert of prayer. There are four pieces or four sections of this that we're going to go into this morning. Those four sections, if you want to jot them down somewhere, we're going to look at the presence of God. We're going to look at the promises of God. We're going to look at the people of God. And then finally, we're going to invite the power of God to be a part of what we're doing here. There's a lot of folks that are seeking the power of God, power to heal, the power to save their family, the power to prosper. Yet they are standing far off from Him. And we don't want to be those people this morning. We don't want to be those that are standing looking at Him from afar off. We have embarked on a process called the first mile. First mile is doing what our duty is. You can't get to the second mile till you get to the first mile. The first mile is a mile of duty, the mile where we perform what we're supposed to perform and in the way that we're supposed to do that. And in order to do that, we're going to need His help. We need to have Him involved in this process. Now listen, this morning, you can't mess this up, okay? No, I'm serious. You can't mess it up. There will be times when we're going to be singing. There's going to be time when there's praying. We're going to have all different kinds of things that are going on. We're not going to tell you to stand up, sit down. We're not going to tell you to lay down or come to an altar or any of those things this morning. We're going to invite you to do as the Lord leads you to do. If you want to sit and listen, sit and listen. The words to every song are important. The words to every scripture is important. What we're praying here this morning is important. So you want to stand, you stand. You want to sit, you sit. You want to sing, you sing. You want to be quiet, be quiet. You want to lay on your face, lay on your face. You want to come to an old-fashioned altar, you come to the altar. Don't wait for somebody to call you. When the Lord speaks to you, you do as He speaks to you to do this morning. And if you'll do that, and if we'll do that, then our time this morning will be a meaningful time. We are seeking His presence today. I'd ask you if you could, that just reminded me, why don't you go ahead and click off any of your devices and such that might cause someone to lose their focus this morning. That would be a good thing to do. And then we can progress forward. Let me make sure this thing's off. Jason, let me see. Psalm 100. Read this and we'll get started. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. All of you men that have a place on the prayer program today, as the song is that's leading up to your time is playing, I need you to make your way to the platform at that time. We won't have the long, slow marches from the back of the auditorium today. Ushers, whenever you see the offering time there, come on down. You can't be too early for all of that as well. Okay? All right.
One day when heaven was filled with His praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men, my example is He. The Word became flesh and the light shined among us, His glory revealed. As living He loved me, dying He saved me, buried He carried my sins far away. Rising He justified, freely forever. One day He's come. Glorious day. Stretched out on a tree, took the nails for me. Living He loved me, dying He saved me, buried He carried my sins far away, rising He justified, freely forever. One day He's come. Day. One day the grave could conceal him no longer. One day the stone rolled away from the door. Then he arose over death he had conquered. Now he's ascended, my Lord, evermore. Death could not hold him, the grave could not keep him from rising again. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away. Living he justified, freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day, glorious day. One day the trumpet will sound for his coming. One day the skies with his glory will shine. Wonderful day, my beloved one bringing. My Savior Jesus is mine. His living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified, freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day.
I'm happy to report to you that I've been a believer in Christ for 42 years.
Amen.
And have journeyed with him through those years, and I've learned lots of things about the Lord. I'm hungry to learn more. And as we gather here in this place, I think it's safe to say that this has already been and is and will be a momentous day in the life of our church family. As I think back across the years that I've been a follower of Christ, there's only been one time that I remember ever writing out a prayer and reading that prayer in public. Only once. I was pastoring at Medina, and I had been asked to preach the baccalaureate service at the high school. And I was pretty new in the faith, and I wrote out a prayer then, and I read it for use that night. So I'm not a person who writes out my prayers, obviously. However, I find that I like to read the prayers that people have prayed in the scriptures, such as in John 17, the longest recorded prayer in the New Testament. And some of you are familiar with the content of John 17 and how our Savior said some things there that are such wonderful, high and holy experience that the disciples received from him, and how we also are able to get in on what he's doing, and we love to read his words in John 17. That's the longest recorded prayer in the New Testament. The longest recorded prayer in the Bible, however, is in 1 Kings chapter 8. And that's where I want to read two verses here. Just before the temple was dedicated, King Solomon, he prayed a dedicatory prayer for the offering the temple to God that day. And just prior to his prayer, the scripture says, "And it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place that the cloud filled the house of the Lord, so that the priest could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord. 1 Kings 8, verses 10 and 11. Now, I must confess, I have never been in a place to where the power of God, the presence of God, was so intense that I was just incapacitated and couldn't do nothing. But folks, I'm certainly open to having Amen. That happen to me. I'm certainly open to him doing that if he chooses to do so. And so I want to lead you in prayer and ask the Lord to show up in power this morning in a Amen. Special way like he wants to do in our lives. Would you bow with me? Thank you, dear God, for your grace, your kindness, all the ways that you've touched our lives. Thank you for helping me to recognize 42 years ago that I was lost and undone, that in my filth, in my waywardness, in my absence from you, that my plight was desperate. And thank you so much for those people that cared enough about me and loved me enough to come and talk to me and help me understand the way of truth, that you are indeed the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
And so we thank you that you've shown us the way, that you're telling us the truth, that you've given us the life that's in Christ. And we pray this morning that you would receive our adoration as we confess our sins and recognize that there's only good things ahead for those that follow you and serve you. And we pray that even in the midst of difficulties that you're there, that you've promised that you'd be with us, never forsake us. We thank you that we can lay our petitions before you. And so I ask you this morning, as sincerely as I know how, that you would touch us and help us to be mindful of who you are and what you want to do in our lives this morning. The first mile, help us to be serious about that. Help us to be mindful that you can do miraculous things. You can just cause the earth to open up and swallow hundreds of people if you Yes. want to. But most of the time, you use people. And so as we make ourselves available to you today, we want to be useful in the first mile effort these weeks before Easter. So help us to be mindful of your presence. We invite you to help us to grow and to magnify you in all that's done here today. In Jesus' name, amen.
To you, for I know you satisfy. I am empty, but I know your love does not run dry. So I wait for you. So I wait. Falling on my knees, offering all of me. Jesus, you're all this heart is beating for. Broken, I run to you. For your arms are open wide. I am weary, but I know your touch restores my life. So I wait for you. So I wait. Offering all of me, Jesus, you're all this heart is beating for. I'm falling on my knees, offering all. Jesus, you're all this heart is living for. Jesus, you're all this heart is living for.
Dear Heavenly Father, we invite you to come into our lives afresh this morning. We have sinned in so many ways. We ask for your forgiveness this morning, for cleansing, for guidance, for strength, for protection, and for healing. We ask you, Father, to take our hearts and renew them to your purposes. We ask for a removal of pride and lust that you find in our heart. Wash us, dear Heavenly Father, with living water. Restore unto us the lost joy of our salvation. Teach us your ways that we might walk in them. Help us, Lord, to quit living so cheaply as children of the King. Empower us to bear fruit in every good work that we do. Teach us our purpose. Enable us to love and to serve this community. Break down spiritual strongholds in us and in our location, in our area. Use us as agents of change. Oh God, let us carry your presence and glory into the community. Father, we are hungry. We are thirsty for more of Jesus in our midst. Restore your presence in our church. We can't do it without you. We can't do anything without you. Make each one of us here this morning kindling. Make us kindling wood for the holy fire that might fall, dear Heavenly Father. For all these things we ask in Jesus' name, and amen.
Sing that chorus again one more time. I'm falling on my knees.
I'm falling on my knees, offering all of me. Jesus, you're all this heart is living for. Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises sing. Glory in the highest we will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises I cannot fall, listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises.
Verse of scripture here before we pray. 2 Peter 1:4 says, whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye may be partakers of the divine nature. What can we say? What can we pray? And let's do pray. Father, as we come this morning, Lord, we have a monumental task before us, a task, Lord, that we can only go forth in your strength. Lord, may we truly step out in faith. Don't worry about what the world thinks or what the world does. Just seek your will and do your will, Lord. We have your resurrection power to go forth in, Lord.
Yes.
May that truly be our bond. And it's all a matter, Lord, desire in our hearts. You promised us all kinds of care and provision. There's hundreds upon hundreds, Lord, of promises in your word.
Right.
Open your word to us, Father. May we truly submit to it. May we truly know the word of truth. I thank you, Father, for this time we can come together. Lord, may we truly be bonded one to another in love, and may that be shown in the work that we have ahead for us. Thanking you, Father, for your blessing and care. And I ask it all in the precious name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior. Amen.
Our Father's promised to supply every need that we have, has he not? Amen. He tells us that all things work together for good to them that love him, to them that are the called according to his purpose. Did he not? He's promised that he'll take believers to a place called heaven. Isn't that a pretty good one? And I'll tell you what, we have, as my brother just said, a book full of promises. And we can rely on those promises. And we can call upon those things that he has given provision for. At this time, right now, we're going to take up the morning offering here. And Scripture tells us that if we'll give like we should, that God will open the windows of heaven. And that he'll pour out a blessing upon those that do so, and so much that they can't even contain it, is what the scripture says in Malachi chapter 3. So there's a promise to that this morning. You can get in on that promise this morning and be a part of that. Brother Rick, come up here and pray for our giving this morning, if you will. So all these promises, we can count on God. Amen.
Bow with me, please. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this service this morning, that we can lift you up and glorify you. Father, we just pray that that you stir among us, Lord, and that you bring our hearts in the right place that you want us to be. We pray that we focus on nothing but you this morning, that we focus on your generosities and your pleasures with us and your giving. And all I ask, Lord, is that you give us obedience of heart.
Yeah.
To look unto you and not ourselves. Lord, I pray for this offering. I pray for the giver, for blessings. I pray that you take and use it to do the work that needs to be done in this community through this church. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed be your name. In the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. When I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes and Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name. When the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. On the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes and Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name.
Yeah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name.
You give.
You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, blessed be your name.
You give.
You give and take. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes and Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name,
Jesus.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name.
Blessed be the name
of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name.
Oh, it's so important to have the presence of the Lord in all of these things. It's wonderful for us to rely on and stand on the promises of God. But there's another element that is needed here, and that's the people of God. People of God are needed to do what God wants done on this earth, on this time, during this time on this earth. Without the people of God, things don't move the way they should. And so there's a place, there's a role for the people of God. Let me read a few verses out of Romans chapter 12, verse 4. It says, "For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, So we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Or ministry, let us wait on our ministering. Or he that teacheth on teaching. Or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth, with diligence. He that showeth mercy, with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. The body of Christ has to work together. All of your gifts, all of our gifts pooled together, being, becoming, doing, serving as the Lord would have us to serve. If one's missing, we're not whole. If one's not in its place, we're not as effective as we could be. We just limp along with one eye closed and one ear stopped up. And so there's a place for the people of God. Listen to this further in the passage in verse 18. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Listen, therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink, for in so doing thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Listen, folks, there's people out there that don't like what you do or don't like what you are. It don't matter. We've got a job to do. We've got someone to serve. The 14th chapter and the 13th verse, it says, Let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. Great responsibilities and great privileges we have in the kingdom of God. God needs his people to be and to do what he wants his people to do.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you today, and you knowing that we have over 1,000 homes to go see on this first deal. Lord, we were put here, Lord. And one of the things is to spread your word. We can do that with just a few, or we can do it with a bunch. I just pray, Lord, that you'd put it in the hearts of each one here today that have the desire to go and spread your word.
Yes.
And also pray for the ones that we're going to go meet in the community. I just pray that you'd touch their hearts so they'd be more respondent to us, Lord. And just be with us and go with us, Lord. We can't do it without you. We could, but it would not be glorifying your name.
That's right.
And everything that we do, I pray that we glorify your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Bless you.
It's crowded in worship today. She sleeps in, trying to fade into the faces. The girl's teasing laughter is carrying farther than they know, farther than they know. But if we are the body, why aren't his arms reaching? Why aren't his hands healing? Why aren't his words teaching? And if we are the body, why aren't his feet going? Why is his love not showing them there is a way? There is a way. Sheds his coat, quietly sinks into the back row. The weight of their judgmental glances tells him that his chances are gathered body. Why on his arms reaching? Why on his hands healing? Why on his words teaching? And if we are the body, why on his feet going? Why is his love not showing? To pick and choose who should come, and we are the body of Christ. But if we are the body, why on his arms reaching? Why on his hands healing? Why aren't his words teaching? And if we are the body, why on his feet going? Why is his love not showing them there is a way? Jesus is the way.
If you would, please pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for the people that you put in my life, Lord. As a kid growing up, in a youth group, Lord, in a church, I thank you for the family that you've given me. Thank you for the family that I was raised in, Lord. Jesus, I thank you for the salvation that you gave me.
Yeah.
Lord, and that's for everyone. That salvation isn't just mine, Lord, but you came here and you did what you did. You died on that cross for each and every one of us, Lord. God, and I know that you, Jesus, you can touch people in so, so many ways. Lord, you can use all kind of things, Lord, to touch us, Lord. But Lord, reading in the Bible, a lot of those ways are through people, Lord. God, you've given people courage. You've given them strength. Lord, even when they were scared, Lord, even when they weren't sure of themselves, Lord, the Bible shows how you gave those people what they needed at that time, Lord. Lord, I thank you for that man that you put in the youth group there in front of me, Lord, just to know, hey, I was a pretty good kid, but I was still lost. Lord God, and you put him there, Lord, to lead me to you, and I just thank him. I thank you for him, and I thank you for that, Jesus. God, there's so many people here, Lord, in this area, Lord, that we see on a day-to-day basis, Lord. And we take a lot of that for granted, Lord. But sometimes,
forgive us, Father.
We may be the only Jesus they see at that time, Lord. I just ask you to help us, Lord, to show love, Lord, to those who we come in contact. Lord, I ask you just help us. I thank you for the encouraging words you've given me through people. I just ask you to help us to encourage people, Lord. Lord, I ask you to help us to show love to people. God, you came here for the people. God, you sent your son for the people. And I just ask you to help us turn people towards you, Lord. I know that this church here, Lord, if we get the vertical things right, Lord, if we get that relationship with you right, Jesus, I know that all the horizontal things will work out, Lord. They may not be perfect, but I know, God, they'll work out, and I know that you take care of it. It's encouraging to me just to see the things that have already been working. Lord, a simple postcard has drawn people here. Lord, a simple word of encouragement has drawn people here. I thank you for showing me how the simple things mean a lot. God, I ask you to help each and every one of us, Lord, as this next month, as we prepare for Easter, I ask you just to help us to do what we need to do to draw people here, Lord. I want to pray for that morning, Lord, the sermon that's going to be preached, Lord. I ask you to, I lift that gentleman up, Lord, to you. God, and I ask you to help him say what you want to say. Lord, I ask you to prepare not only our hearts here as a church, but anyone that may be here that day. I ask you to prepare those hearts. Lord, I ask you to go out before us this first mile, Lord, and I ask you to prepare their hearts. Lord, and I know if we do that, we reach those people. I know, Lord, there'll be more people to help reach the second mile, and so on, and so on. Lord, and I just ask you to be with us. Lord, I know the time is drawing near, and I know that your return is getting closer every minute. I just know that, Lord. And I just ask you to prepare us. Help us to love people. Lord, when we need to listen, I just ask you to help us listen. When we need to speak, I just ask you to help us to speak. Lord, we love you. And God, in all things, we want you to get the glory and the honor. Lord, I just want to say once again, thanks for people. Jesus, in your name I pray. Amen.
Jesus, friend of sinners, we have strayed so far away. We cut down people in your name. The sword was never ours to swing. Jesus, friend of sinners, the truth's become so hard to see. The world is on their way to you, but they're tripping over me. Always looking around but never looking up. I'm so double-minded. A plank-eyed saint with dirty hands and a heart divided. Oh, Jesus, friend of sinners, open our eyes to the world at the end of our pointing fingers. Help us reach with open hearts and open doors. Oh, Jesus, friend of sinners, break our hearts for what praise yours. Hey, when we judge the wounded. But if we put down our signs, crossed over the lines and love like you did. Oh, Jesus, friend of sinners, open our eyes to the world at the end of our pointing fingers. Let our hearts be led by mercy. Help us us reach with open hearts and open doors. Oh, Jesus, friend of sinners, break our hearts for what brings yours. You loved every lost cause. You reached for the outcast, for the leper. That lost cause, and I was the outcast, but you died for sinners just like me, a grateful leper at your feet. 'Cause you are good, you are good, and your love endures forever. You are good, you are good, and your love endures forever. You are good, you are good, and your love endures forever. Sinners, open our eyes to the world at the end of our pointing fingers. Let our hearts be led by mercy. Help us reach with open hearts and open doors. Oh, Jesus, friend of sinners, break our hearts for what brings yours. Yeah, yeah. And I was that lost cause, and I was the sinners just like me, a grateful leper at your feet.
Good morning, everybody. Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Let us pray. Father, Lord, who has power to save souls but you? Who is slow to anger and of great mercy? Only you. Amen. Lord, we pray that you prepare our hearts for this work. We pray that you direct our paths and guide our steps. Lord, we pray for your power to be with us. If we don't carry out your work, Lord, who will? Lord, we pray these things in Jesus' name.
Speak of the power of God, which words cannot adequately describe. There was a man during the Great Depression, last name Yates, older gentleman, going through a rough time, had an old sheep farm, trying to get by, barely making it, struggling, some days not eating, had a family, wife, children. Then one day, after several years of this, some men came by and said, "We'd like to dig a couple holes on your land and think you might got something interesting there." And they found what became known later as the Yates Pool, millions of gallons of oil on this man's land. Worldly, a millionaire, never knew it until that day. But he had the land and had the oil underneath him that whole time and didn't know it.
Sometimes we go through operating the same way. We have great power in the Lord. And we live not recognizing it, not utilizing that, not tapping into that. Just, you know, briefly, the power of the Lord, how he moved and the miracles he wrought in the Old Testament, saving his people numerous times. he defeated large armies when, by worldly appearances, that never should have happened. Took down giants with ruddy little kids. Broke the law, our laws of physics on a regular basis as if it was nothing. And Jeremiah 32:17 tells us that nothing is too difficult for the Lord. Then in John 1:14, the Word became flesh, came and dwelt among us, and then we see the power coming through Christ here on earth. From things as simple as turning water into wine to things as amazing as making blind see, mute speak, lame walk, healing lepers. Fed thousands with a boy's sack lunch. Spoke and the elements obeyed him. And Matthew tells us, with men this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Amen. And it shouldn't be any surprise. We go back to the very first, and God told us in the very beginning, at least seven times where God just said, let there be, and there was.
Yeah.
I'd like to read out of Psalms 33, beginning in verse 6. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them, by the breath of his mouth. He gathered the waters of the sea together as a heap, and he layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heaven to the Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught, to make the devices of people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. David recognized it in First Chronicles 29:11. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thine hand is power and might, and in thy hand it is to, and in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. The Lord could do much with one drop of water. But then if you throw your drop in with the rest of these and we become a mass of water and then allow God to direct us and move us, we become a river flowing and accomplishing his will. Would you pray with me? Lord, we know, and you've told us numerous times in your word how you love us and you desire to do great and mighty things through us. We desire that now too. You've told us if we would just humble ourselves and pray. And then, James, you told us you would lift us up. Lord, we desire to do great things for you. And we know that we are weak. Lord, so we are leaning and depending on your strength now and your power. For without that, all this will be nothing. Lord, keep us in line with your will. Lord, lead us minute by minute, Lord, in the steps that we should take, that we not step out of your will. Lord, guard our thoughts, our speech, as well as our actions. That we don't throw water on anything that you start here, but that you would use us to fan these flames.
Yes, Father.
Lord, press upon every heart here of every believer, Lord, to genuinely pray, spend time, and seek your face daily, earnestly. Lord, I believe that if we would all do that, Lord, we'd not have to seek your revival, Lord, that it would just happen.
Yes, Father.
And Lord, I pray that if there be any here that not know you today, Lord, that, Lord, that that would change. That you would be so ever-present and so obvious that they'd not escape it today. Lord, again, let your power work through us. Lord, show us what you would have us to do. Help us to be obedient to you. Lord, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you, brother. In Acts chapter 2, when we take a look back in there and we think about all that took place during the time of the early church and the founding of the early church and such, and we remember that there was a group of people in an upper room, and they decided that they were just going to pray and wait. And during their praying and waiting, somebody opened the door and the oxygen of the Holy Spirit came in. And when it came in, it blew them out of the building.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
It blew them out of the building, out to do and accomplish the work of God. They went out filled with that power, filled with His presence and power. And they began to minister in their neighborhood, to minister in their community at that time. It tells us of the wonderful works of God in that second chapter. It doesn't tell us of the wonderful works of Peter. It doesn't tell us of the wonderful works of the women that prayed in that room. It tells us that these are the effects, these are the results of the wonderful works of God in these people's lives. And ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you that that is not a one-shot deal. It's not a one-shot deal that happened one time in history and we can read about it and be excited and encouraged about it in an old-fashioned way. Friend, this is the way that God does things routinely. This is the way He does things methodically. He waits and looks for people that He can use. Waits and looks for people that He can habit, that He can inhabit, that He can put His presence upon and His power through, and then He uses that group of people. I want to be that group of people. I believe that there's many in the room that want that same thing, want to see and experience that power in a fresh new way. God's fresh today. And He's ready. He's rested. He's ready to roll.
Amen.
And He's wondering where the people are that He can roll through. If you're here with us this morning and you're new here, you're wondering what all of this is and what's happening here, just kind of ride with us for a little bit today. I want to tell you this, that all that's in this room right here is a whole bunch of messed up people.
Amen.
Not anybody in this room that's any better than anybody else. Any higher, got any more standing than anybody else in the room. Just a bunch of messed up people. And if there's anything good that's going to be accomplished out of anyone or anything or anyone through this church, it's going to have to be God that shows up, because messed up people don't do much. And if you're new here this morning and you've never formed a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who can make all things new, the one who can change, who can overlook, who can cover that messed upness in each and every one of the people that we have before us. The only one that can do that, if you've never met Him in the pardon and forgiveness of sin, we would be remiss in not inviting you to do so this morning. We have a good God. We have a good Savior. He is intimately acquainted and concerned with His children. The problem and the reason that we remain messed up is because we don't have that same desire to be intimately acquainted with Him. He wants you just like you are, but He wants to take you to another place. He wants you to take you to another attitude. He wants to take you to another level. He'll take you just like you are. And he'll move you along the spectrum to the place of becoming more like him. And that's his goal. You don't have to be perfect to hang around here. That's obvious. Look at your neighbor. An imperfect chap, imperfect chapette sitting beside you. But in that imperfection, God can use that. He can use that. And he can gain the glory from all of that. So you come go with us. Take a little journey with us. Follow us as we follow Christ. And friend, if you ever find a fork in the road and we follow a path that's not Christ, forsake us and follow the path. Amen. It's about a relationship. It's not about a church. It's not about a method. It's not about any of those things. It's about Christ and him living in us. Christ and him living with us. We're going to sing one last song. You wrap it up in your mind. You wrap it up in your heart this morning. You wrap up the sum total of what all is going on in your bosom today. You wrap it up with the Lord this morning. You come to the place of surrender. You come to the place of understanding. And if you're one of those that's outside the kingdom looking to get in this morning, I might even encourage you to come up, get up and come down to the altar here and talk to the Lord about that this morning. I'll watch. If you'll catch my eye, I'd love to talk to you about that and show you from the Word of God how you can be saved and know it today. But you use this time now to wrap up all that God's doing in us here this morning. You wrap it up the way that you need to today. Let me pray, and then we'll go into that song. We praise you, O God, that all things serve you, and that you work through all things to bring praise to yourself and good to your people. We ask you now to appropriate the power of your holy name to move in the lives of this community. We ask for boldness to proclaim your truth, for grace to show your love, and Lord, for the opportunity to be your heart, to be your hands, and to be your feet where you've placed us. We can convince no person personally to trust and follow you. Oh, but God, you can. And our desire is to be used to usher our neighbors into your presence. Please, Father, use us as we go into our community. Help us to be real and burden us for the souls of men. We ask you, Father, to do war in the heavens so that we may see your hand move on this earth. Lord, we ask for victory in your name. Yes. Father, we plead the blood of the Lamb, yes, upon those that are in our sphere of influence this morning. And we ask you to set the captives free. Yes. Use us. Use Brother Lester when he comes. Use all means at your disposal. We make ourselves available to you. Give us a heart to go a mile. Then give us a heart to go two and three. Show us your power. Oh, Father, show us your power. We are not content with ours. And we pray it in the matchless name of Jesus, and amen.
Seated above, enthroned in the Father's love, destined to die, poured out for all mankind, God's only Son, perfect and spotless one. Never sinned and suffered as if he did. All authority, every victory.